I don't know how to do a fucking intro anymore. Like, Scott was the normal one fucking one did the shit.
I don't know, though. Honestly, if you look back at most of them, he did the early on ones, but you started mainly taking over about, like, halfway through them. Because even the last few was you starting them.
Can't do it. I don't know how to do it anymore. We're on now.
Oh,
well. You just start it like that. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Welcome.
Welcome to my ham and douchebaggery.
That's a better title. Douchebaggery. There's fucking people that know how to fucking pronounce debauchery.
I mean, yeah, kind
of. Debauchery.
Debauchery.
What the fuck, dude? Were you fucking 12?
The board game?
Hmm?
Dude, you got a table. We could have played some beer pong back here.
I could.
Still could.
We got this table all signed. We don't got no cups.
But there's fucking Dillard's right, right down the way. Street.
I just took them out. I literally had a whole beer pong sitting in the back of my car.
Damn.
Dollar General's right across the street, and they sell ping pong balls.
And cups, bro.
I don't know.
And we need cups for home.
A little setup back here like this is one thing. I'm sure a fucking Z chimes in. Where's the camera at?
And board games.
Right
just,
there.
I just cleaned those out of the minivan.
And he sees us playing beer pong, I'm sure that's going to get...
Well, I mean, as long as we're not... We're using our beer, you know, the beer that we buy here.
Then he was like, it don't matter, man. You know, I was like, oh, I'm still going to make him pay. Fuck you guys. You ain't going to be looking like the asshole here. You know. You could have brought your own shit.
Right, well.
You know. I mean, fuck, that's what I did.
Either way.
Oh, God damn it.
I love how you're drinking that with gum in your mouth.
Yeah.
It's bad at the first. It's the lemon and the mint that don't mix. It's like toothpaste and fucking...
If you guys want to go across the street for ping pong balls juice. And cups, let me know.
Oh, fuck.
I don't know.
Because I know how to get back.
How much do y'all want to fucking drink tonight?
I mean, if we play beer pong, there's no telling because I love beer pong. So.
Oh, I'm not turning into a championship. I'm in here.
I mean, if you need somewhere to sleep, bullets. Jason's bed's open.
Yeah.
No, I'm good.
It's a queen size bed, brand new bed.
Oh, I'm good. Dakota over at
She's at her mom's.
Oh, my, yeah. What, are you staying over at
Sean's house?
Sean. I was going to say, it's probably way better than trying to do that at her mom's and like how you avoided that. I don't think you've stayed there since that. It's been a while.
They don't have a room. Like, you're pretty much sleeping on the floor or a pull-out cot. But, dude, it's...
And shit, for the kids, that's easy, though.
Got a question.
They can recover the next day.
Usually, you're getting fucking action still while she's pregnant?
Oh, yeah.
Are you?
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was the other way around, dude.
What do you mean?
Like it cuts off.
It's about 50-50 from what I've realized. Depends on the person, seems like.
Your opinion don't fucking count, dude. You're talking about Holly, you dumb bitch.
Like, she's the only person I've ever slept with that was pregnant? Like,
oh, man, you were Granite City scum, dude. You are just straight Granite City scum.
They weren't my kids. Mind you. I happened to be talking to somebody whenever they were, you know, like, knocked up.
Jesus fucking Christ.
So, that's how I know it's a mix.
She's like, I'm so uncomfortable. He's like, let me get that out of you real quick. I know an old wives tale.
If I poke it this way, it's a boy. If I come up from underneath, it's a girl. There you go. Ooh.
Oh, man.
Oh, she's getting up there, though, ain't she? She what, eight months? She's getting there.
Almost 8 and a half.
Yeah, you said it was like coming up.
Her C-section is on the 7th of next month, so.
Dad, did she go with the C-section for the other two before that, or did she try for it?
So she had... The first one was natural, but then Avery was an emergency one.
Oh, okay.
They thought the umbilical cord was wrapped like, around her throat. So they ended up...
They were like, fuck it, we'll just...
Yeah, that was an emergency one.
Yeah,
damn.
This one, she's got preeclampsia, so they're like, we gotta cut it out.
Well, it's easier for them to approach surgically with that than it is to try to...
I'm here, I think.
Yo. No, we're here. We're just in like this back area. Hold on, Kelsey's walking out. We moved ours to the back. At least John's is out there, that green pickup truck.
Yeah, so you don't know the green one.
No, well, he does, but he's not. Like, that one's, like, down for now or whatever. He's working on that, so, yeah.
I don't know where the fuck that came from.
Dude, I don't know. I saw it. I was like,
all right.
I thought you grabbed
that zip grab another chair.
There you go.
Take all that shit out. Yeah.
There he is. What's going on, old man?
I'm going to
show you
what's
going on. Fuck.
Huh?
Looking good, man. Thanks, man. Okay. Losing that weight. Yeah. I found it.
I brought another chair and so you have. Sweet. You can have this one. That's cold.
I told you, it's a fucking. It's in a bar.
It's a cafe.
Like, you can't fucking hear a bar.
It's a gambling.
No, the boss gave me that fucking good on using the back room.
Nice.
Oh, I was like,
I thought I was hearing an ice cream truck.
Yeah. What kind of kids' toys going on right now?
Well, there's that one over there. No, it's fucking, they got four rooms and everything up here.
Are you working here now? You got a security guard at the fucking
place? Oh, fuck no, dude. I was like, I've seen your ass rolling through here more than I have.
Like, I see a cloud going.
Yeah, I've seen your shit cruise. I've been sitting out here just bullshitting. I was like, here go Richie Red right there.
Yeah, because I always looked over there. I was like, man, I don't see a
fucking shit. No, dude, they fired my ass.
There's so many fucking Fords over there.
They didn't fire me. They let me go. And then I was like, oh, you go fuck yourselves. But yeah, man, fuck them. And you know what, man? I tried getting back with them.
Hello.
You know, and they're like, I mean, I was desperate. And I was like, you know, I'm going to fucking put in an application. And I fucking got through most, signed most of it out, and they're like, oh, sign in. Okay, I'm still, sure I got an account there. Put my fucking shit in. They're like, there's two accounts attached to this email. You have to go and call the head office. I'm like, I'm going to take that as a sign that I'm not supposed to be fucking security anymore. Fuck that noise. No. But I'm trying to fucking start one of these motherfuckers up now.
Are you?
There's some money in this fucking place, man.
Some buku money?
Nah, from what I, like, so I'm not a strong little guy here. You know, one of the guys that he works on the machines and shit, he just bought one up in Wood River. He says, hey, this one here cleans up about 25 G's a month. A month. And that's before taxes and all that shit, you know. He goes, so after that, you're probably making 16 a month. Jesus. 16 grand.
Christ.
He goes, the one he bought up there in Wood River, it's such a high populated area, it's estimated to be at 30.
Oh, yeah, it's probably 30. The same area Yo-Yo would used to go to and fucking spend all her money
in. No, it's up there by Applebee's, Wood River.
That's what I'm saying. She always went to one in Wood River somewhere.
But he's like, yeah, I must have made it get Sir Kellen there. And they, fuck, dude, they set this shit up for free. The company does. All you got to do is pay rent.
Nice.
So, I don't know, maybe looking at like a business fucking loan or some shit like that.
I mean,
start up a rent.
The only thing with that is that the...
you have to have a liquor license. That's the one thing.
Well, apply for the liquor license, get all that stuff. But the, to get liquor, the original dude. Loan...
Just don't serve liquor.
No, you for like this here, beers and shit, they... I think you have to have one with AE.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like... Because they have a...
Do you know they're making us have a liquor license now?
What the fuck's it called?
The Family Dollar? You guys don't even sell liquor.
We're about to.
Okay.
Wow, $5 and sell fucking beer.
Sam already signed
dollar
up.
Dollar fuck. What's that shit called? What was them Bud Ices? That's all they're going to sell is them old ass Bud Ices, dude. Them $1.75 a tall day, boy.
What do you mean signed up?
Oh my God. We're going to have people come here with cans.
We can
change these fucking cans in here for that tall boy.
For what?
Fuck out of here.
To get a liquor license.
Dude, legitimately gas and not like.
Well, you don't have to get a liquor license individually.
I actually have been seeing people.
Like,
no, we're
going
to take the 3-hour class
like
to get a liquor license.
And put it in the gas pumps?
Yeah, but you don't need to have a liquor license to sell liquor individually.
Oh, yeah.
The liquor license would apply mainly for the store and then the individual. Like, when I worked at Walgreens, it would just somebody come up with a thing of liquor.
They're having
as long
us get
as
it individually, so if we were to quit, it'd go with us.
Well, fuck, they're going to pay you for fucking doing it. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, they're paying for it, and they're going to pay for our time to take the class.
Right.
So, why not?
I don't know.
We didn't have a class when we got her. No, us needed anything like that.
Well, no, because normally the business is the one that gets the license. The people just have to be 21 or older.
Yeah.
So,
and that's how I've always known it, because I've worked for a Dollar General, and I've sold liquor before and never had a liquor
license. Right. Well, there was people at Walgreens that didn't have it, and then they would have to call somebody up that did have, that was of age to sell it, to be able to, like, do the... fucking register or whatever.
I wonder how often it is that somebody actually comes in to check, like, tries to buy liquor.
Oh, no, it happens quite a bit. Like, apparently somebody over here got hit not long ago over in a...
like, licenses and...
Yeah, they got their...
ID checks?
Yeah, you get, like, a... Fuck, dude, it's like
a...
I think it's $1,000
fine
right off the bat.
Fine,
like,
yeah.
Immediate termination?
You get... Well, I don't think it's immediate termination.
No, whoever sells it, they will, I think. They get a ticket.
Fire. For a corporation, yeah, something like this. Yeah.
Yeah, small stuff. Yeah. They usually say that you get the fine, and then the business gets the fine too. And then I think you have to go.
I think it's more than grand, though. I'm pretty sure it's more than that. And that makes
you grand, I think.
So, I mean, fucking bars get hit fucking big with it, you know?
Dude, I was like, I don't even understand why people don't just ask. Like, how it's not even that hard to be like, hey, I see your license.
So I think what it is.
If they say no, then go somewhere else.
Yeah. Oh, I think we did. We've had it one time happen before where it was like, they were like, oh, and they fucking left. And I was like, well, fuck ever. You can get on, go down there to Jack's, try that shit. You know, yeah. Give a fuck.
When you first started, like, when I started at Family Dollar, they were hard on me about ID, check ID, ID. But now, every time I said, well, this person doesn't have their ID, Lori would be like, oh, well, they're fine. Well, that's double standards there. How are you going to do that?
Yeah. No, there was certain people I came through and I knew. You looked at them and you're like, yeah, they're like fucking 90. I'm not going to check their ID. Like, they're literally about to just implode into dust.
But I had some come in that looked like they were barely 20, and Lori was like, no, they're fine.
Yeah.
Fucking Johnny Knoxville takes his mask off, and he's like,
and then you're fine.
Gotcha! Yeah.
Fire!
I mean, I don't know if it's Devin here, because, like, you got to be 21 just to be in this fucking place, you know? But, like, or no, you got to be 21 just to step on that side of the fucking area over here. Like, you can have kids, but we don't really fucking want them. There's one chick that'd bring her fucking kid in here. And it's like, are you fucking kidding me, dude? She's getting there fucking just gambling. Just, and he's like, Mom, are you done yet? And she's like, almost. No.
I still got 60 bucks worth of child support to spend.
Yeah. Oh,
and it's like, man, again, like, he'd bring like, you know, this little cat and all that and play with the cat. And I was like, man, that's a single fucking child right there. That's
too.
And I was like, that's a fucking bitch of a mom right there bringing her ass to a gambling joint.
Yep.
Fuck. I didn't see her in here a while after that shit.
Dog broke.
I don't know. I'm bad.
Probably for that month they kept to come in.
Yeah, I'm getting child support lately.
Yeah. Gambling somewhere the fuck else. Probably you want to water anything, Richie?
Huh?
You know, water or something?
No, I'm good.
Right.
I just drink some orange juice and shit.
There you go. You want water? There's water in there.
I don't do water.
Oh.
It's water. Good water.
That's all I drink.
I keep trying to tell her. Vaporil.
That's my main drink. I drink so much water every day.
Yep.
I thought you'd stand my fucking leg.
Well,
right
generally
now
the way I see it, especially if I'm at work, they'll get like, I'll have a truck driver that comes in. He's always like all healthy shit, you know. He's like, oh yeah, drinking that stuff, you know. And I was like, hey, whatever I drink here, for like a Red Bull or whatever, I match at least double of that in water.
Oh yeah.
A day. I was like, if I drink like one of these, you know, Red Bulls, I'm at least drinking that in water equal, if not, you know, more.
That's not a lot. I'm about a Red Bull this big. And water that big. It's not a lot.
Well, that's what in that time period. I'm there for like 10 hours, so I mean.
Dude, I don't know. Supposed to drink like what? 24 fucking ounces or some shit like that? Or
24? Dude, way more than that.
No, it's supposed to be like
64.
Yeah.
66 or something. I don't remember what it was.
So,
but I drink like.
After my surgery, I had to drink
usually,
so
I'll get regular water bottles. Remember like 16 ounces?
4 ounces an hour.
Yeah.
That's what they had me drinking.
The guy, you drinking?
I was, yeah, after surgery. Keep from dehydrating, and I had to do it 8-9 hours a day.
God damn.
So
I mean,
it wasn't bad. No. Like these little
4 ounces,
pill cups,
little shooters,
the little
yeah,
fucking pill cups. So it wasn't bad, but it was just kind of hard to keep fucking track of it.
Shit, it's probably a lot easier to do, especially just being at home too, not having to worry about. Imagine having to do that at work, measuring out, say like, all right.
No, because at that point you just fucking overshoot. You don't fucking measure it out. You just fucking just.
Well,
take what
I mean,
you think.
Regardless,
you
probably
would have
been
aware
right after that surgery, anyways. Cause
they sell a little 4 ounce bottles.
Yeah,
they measure it.
I mean, I don't know why you want to fucking do 4 ounce bottles in general. I mean, you just get like a big one and you're like, all right, this is the set amount I got to drink today. I'm going to fucking polish off one go.
Well, they do have them cups too that are just all measured down the side and you just like fill it like hospital cups.
They got that big ass thermos. Something like that. I can fill that motherfucker up in one go and just be done. I mean, I don't think it's 64 fucking ounces, but.
Yeah, 64 ounces. Is
that's
like
a heavy
big
motherfucker.
Ass fucking, like, you know.
If anything, it may be like a 40, you know.
Yeah.
And put a fucking solid 40 ounce Budweiser in it, you know.
Do a normal bottle of water of like 16 ounces. Dude, I'm, by the time I get out of bed, go to the bathroom, and I'm dressed, I've had one of those chugs. I wake up with a headache if I don't wake up in the middle of the night drinking water.
I usually have one somewhere by me for the most part.
If I polish off this fucking 12-pack tonight, and maybe a little bit more, my back fucking thighs are going like that in the middle of sleep. I don't even wake up halfway through it. I just like, oh, damn it.
You just start taking
fucking just like sleep potassium. Up, sit up, and just fucking. Now I don't even lift my, take my fucking, so when my shit cramp up, it goes like tippy toe. Yep. I can't get it out, and I take that fucking knee half as asleep and just. Until it fucking flattens out and it goes away, and I lean back and just pass the fuck back out. Like nothing ever fucking happened. Yeah, I wake up like, why is my fucking.
Mine was always my fucking calves.
Yeah, that's where it is. Not my thigh. I don't know why I said thigh. I've had them in my fucking thigh. That's
I had one before. It was like not even too long after I broke my hip. And it was like legit, like thinner, like center of the thigh.
All right.
And I was like, oh God. And then it went up here and I'm like, oh, more.
I get that one. I get that palsy toe. You know, I just bought them fucking new Nike slip on sandals, and then, you know, you gotta fucking bust them in, and first day I'm wearing them, they're just a little tight in my fucking, that toe would go clack like that, and it's like, ah!
And then, like, the whole half of your foot goes,
yeah. Just like, it's like, okay, let me just take my other foot, stomp down on it, and flatten it, all this shit.
I had that shit happen, like, a couple days ago, and then, like, I woke up, and I'm like, already still dying from all this, you know. And then I'm like trying to move slightly so I don't like twist all of a sudden. And then like that just happened. And like the whole foot just felt like it was like from the pinky toe inwards, it just felt like it went. And while the two other toes stayed normal. Yeah, I'm like,
I think that fucking fucks with me worse than the damn, you know, calf muscle thing going off like that. When that shit happens, it feels like it used to bring me to tears at night.
Yeah, that shit's
fucked. Fuck no, dude. And that is always after drinking.
Right now, fucking dead sleep, dude. Oh, yeah. Mine was always because I drank so much.
I remember the first time I fucking, like. I remember it happening.
A couple years ago, when I didn't even fucking drink no more. Fucking sucked.
I remember the first time it happened. My mom was in the bed in my room getting, like, clothes set up and shit. And I jumped out of that. I cut it off just screaming. And she's like, what the fuck is your problem? I'm like, my leg. Like, I don't know what the fuck. It's on fire. Oh. I must fucking scared the shit out of her doing that. Because I know. It was just no. Sugar plums in my fucking dreams. You know, just
hell. And then it just went to nightmare. Hell. And like.
Like, shit, dude. Okay.
The plum trees caught fire.
Yeah. Fucking nuke dropped down.
Should have drank all that fucking soda.
Now it's time to mug you, and they beat you up.
Go for his knees, not the knees. Fuck.
My body's
tired. Well, it's at least good to see at least 2 years here. Fuck. Just not so much.
Fucking biker's tail light, dude.
That's so bad.
That's fucking fucked up, dude.
Is that fucking new one? I seen you flip that thing open.
Yeah, fucking biker's fucking tail light.
Oh, I like that.
It's fucking fucked up, dude. Yeah, I had the razor first, and then fucking got rid of it and got this one.
Is it the one with the battery, or?
No, this is good. This is the Z Flip 3.
He just got it.
Yeah, you can fucking.
Yeah, see, I was thinking about getting that fucking thing, but they're like, the battery's fucking garbage in it, and it's like.
Mm-hmm. Huh. They're nice, dude. They're better than the Motorola Razor Flip.
Okay. I was thinking about getting me that one, going all out and getting that fucking book.
The Flip?
Is it the Flip? Yeah.
I would, but then I wouldn't, because they were cracking down the middle. But they've actually figured that part out. That's right. The reason I got this, is the third generation.
Well, they did that a few years ago, and that was the reason. The screen was just wearing out.
Yeah, and it would fucking crack.
Yeah, get the high lines and shit. Well, that's why with any of this, and the same thing with most consoles, even, it's, you don't buy the first one coming out. Like, I mean, the majority of the time, I mean, you haven't had any problems with yours lately.
Well, I also waited a year after.
Yeah, so that's, you know. Been pretty good.
And I also bought the exterior.
It was on the fucking floor, dude. I got up to make Lana some dinner, dude. I'm like, I just shook my head and started laughing. Yeah, just even fucking talking to Sam.
Do what?
Yeah. I said, that's what the fuck are you talking to my kid for, dude?
Who is it?
Scott.
Oh.
And she fucking messaged him. I was like, what the fuck are you
doing? Was Sam messaged Scott?
About what?
What are you yelling at Scott for then?
Because you fucking, because he's, bitch, what are you doing? Fucking talking to her, sending her fucking selfies now and shit. Like, you fucking stupid, dude. Did you not learn the fucking first 20 times?
No.
Yeah, you would imagine.
He didn't fucking learn, bro.
So, and she asked me this, because I was wondering why he didn't text me today. Because I told her, so I'm jumping his ass when I get home. Because she fucking told me.
Oh, there it goes.
How old is Samantha now?
26.
Shit, videotape that shit. Dude, like, put it on audio and put that shit up in the corner of the room and just like,
oh, beyond, go,
yeah, just so we can hear
him. Justin, give you $100, you can make him cry.
I've made him cry a couple times.
Be a quick $100.
Yeah,
I made him cry just a few weeks ago because he offered to buy me my fucking truck fucking overheated at the house. I was picking up Adam, and I had to fucking fix it. He shows up and he's like, I'll get you some antifreeze. I said, well, I need fucking two of them. He started fucking bitching about it. I said, then motherfucker don't offer to fucking buy me none. I'm not going to half-ass my shit like you do, dude.
He's still driving that fucking Suburban?
No, he fucking got a Mountaineer and wrecked the fuck out of that thing, dude. Ripped off the whole...
No, the Suburban that he had, he never got it registered into his name.
No, dude, repoed it. Took it back.
It was in his brother-in-law's name, and he got busted with the tickets
supposedly and shit. Someone backed into him? Remember, he took pictures. He took a picture of this truck driving away.
Yeah.
No.
He wrecked it. Nice. And then same with the fucking Mountaineer, dude. He just wrecked it like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, something like that. Ripped off the whole left headlight and the whole fucking left fender.
Yep. Shit-faced?
Left part of the bumper. It was a nice-ass 2006 Mercury Mountaineer.
Was he shit-faced when he did? Or yep.
Passed out the fucking wheel, coming back in Godfrey. Try to tell me that it happened in Godfrey at Schnucks. That's my news line. There's no fucking Schnucks in Godfrey.
There, I mean, East Alton, Godfrey area. No. Up there by QT. It's technically Alton-ish.
Yeah, it kind of merges together in that area.
It's like right at that crossroad. You take a right, it goes into Godfrey. And yeah. You take a left, it goes into downtown Alton.
Oh, okay.
So it's right at a crossroad. So he's not lying.
Me and my buddy Jeremy walked in the store and we come out. Oh, yeah. Hey, Summer, let me call you back.
All right, man. I got to clean this shit up anyway.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll take a picture. I'll show it to you. Me and Lanny come out to take him to school the next day. And I fucking see him. I was like, there ain't no fucking way someone hit that motherfucker and took off.
Dude, well, there's so much
damage to it.
So it ripped the whole bumper off?
The left part of the bumper, the whole left headlight.
Like the quarter panel on the front, yeah.
And well, no, I get what it sounded like. He might have hit a fucking light bulb.
He hit a speed limit sign. So it's on the left side, so you know he went into the left lane, dude. I said, dude, if you'd fuck killed somebody, kill the fucking kid, you fucking retard. I was mad, dude. My dad fucking died from a buddy of mine fucking fucked up on fucking drugs, dude. Fell asleep with him in his fucking motorcycle.
Yeah. Billy got hit.
Who?
Billy got hit.
Yeah.
You fucking learn from that.
How hard is it if you're going to drink and drive? Drink. Like, a little bit. Like, don't get fucked up. How are you?
Oh, man, I fucking ain't got it anymore. I lost all kinds of pictures when some shit happened when Angie kind of got some pictures.
She kind of got some pictures?
About a week ago from this fucking married chick that was sending me some pictures. Somehow went to her fucking phone, too.
I'm looking for cats.
Oh, dude.
I don't give a fuck, dude. She's got some fucking dude living up there for like past month.
Did you charge her some of these and shit?
No, dude, fuck that. Really?
Yeah. If you go in there and put a dollar in the machine first, so it looks like it's supposed to be like you can get free shit here if you gamble.
Right.
So throw like a $5 or a $1 in there. And
to get what?
To get like chips and sodas and shit for free.
Bring
me a water bag.
Those are free.
But yeah,
it's behind my. Hey, never mind.
But I knew he was fucking lying. I just knew he was lying, and I'm like, so like I think 2 days later, I said I was leaving. Maybe the next day. I got back and he woke up. I said, dude, oh, yeah, by the way, man, I was actually just texting you, bro. Some cops come by this morning looking for you. I was like, they were taking pictures of your fucking truck and shit. Who the fuck did you hit? You know, that motherfucker stuck with his story?
Really?
Yeah. He's like, oh, I don't know why they're fucking looking for me. I didn't hit nobody. This motherfucker, really? So. I told my brother I did it, and I guess
he's been doing this shit for how long?
Yeah,
now?
He knows how to get away. Is Richie telling me the truth, or is he just fucking with me? My brother's like, he's just fucking with me, so he never brought it up. Well, 3 days later, cops really did come banging on the fucking door at 7:30 in the morning. I was gone. I was picking up more shit from my fucking house. I pull up, and he comes out of the fucking bedroom. He's like, dude, He's like, was the cops really here looking for me? I was like, oh yeah, dude. He goes, my brother said you was fucking. I was like, nah, dude, they didn't really fucking here. He took a picture of your truck. I mean, I'm like, why? He's like, there was cops banging on the door and ringing the doorbell, but I didn't answer it.
Did that motherfucker leave his bumper with the plate on it?
No, no, it's just like, it's just the quarter of it.
Oh, so it's just the whole quarter part of it. Yeah, okay,
the
bumper,
the quarter panel, and the whole fucking headlight, dude. I mean, headlight assembly and all.
God damn it.
Dude, it was a fucking nice-ass Mountaineer, dude. He paid a grand for it from a buddy from work. Had some radiator problems. He took it in, got it fixed, and fucking runs like a dream. All-wheel drive.
Did.
It did. It was fucking beautiful, dude. And he fucking still drives it to work, dude. He got pulled over coming in.
What's
the
he
complex. Still a fucking hype man.
Drinking. First take anybody, I guess. Shit.
Yeah, fuck, took him fuck. Back. He just had to wait 6 months. And he's been there over a year now. Got vacation time, all kinds of shit. Got his new helmet, whatever. Fucking upgraded to a fucking green or some shit.
Making good money.
$2,500 to $3,000 every 2 weeks, dude. But fucking...
I said, you're right. He's got love tattooed on his ass. That's what it is.
Claimed exempt. He ain't paid taxes the whole time he's worked there.
Fucking idiot, dude. He did that 1 year and bitches about having to pay taxes. Which he probably didn't pay. They probably did.
I'm like, do you ever going to fix that? No.
Yeah.
3 years.
No, the IRS is coming back eventually.
When I moved in there, because I was going to just stay homeless, dude, when I left Angie.
Right.
I would just, whenever I had to see Lane, I would pick him up and go to my mom, stay a day or two.
Right.
You know, and hang out with him. I would do it every few days or something. You know, and just fuck sleep in my truck. Fuck.
Right.
I've never done
been
before.
There, yeah.
You know, and fucking the next day, fucking Scott called. Well, Scott called me like 3 a.m. and I was awake because I had to sleep on my mom's fucking floor. So it was very fucking uncomfortable.
Well, fuck yeah, it's a floor.
So,
yeah.
He was like, man, you come stay with me. I got a spare bedroom. And I was like, oh, man.
Told me about that.
I was like, oh, I'll think about it, you know. And I wanted to see Landon. And I got Landon all the time. Dude.
Right.
Always with me. Always.
Except Justin told me about that. I was like, he did what? It's like, yeah, Richie moved in with Scott. And I'm like, there's that something fucking had to have gone wrong in that situation. I mean, because like last time I fucking known anything was you knocking him the fuck out, you know? And that's the last bit I've seen of fucking Scott since then, so.
I almost fucking knocked him out again fucking that fucking night at my house, dude. I was so fucking pissed off when he started. I said, that's why I don't like you fucking drinking, motherfucker. I said, right fucking there, don't offer to fucking help somebody. And then trying to fucking bitch about it.
This motherfucker yeah. here, he was bitching about them PBR coffees. Now he's going to try one?
Well, he said they were pretty good. He's like, you got to try one. I was like,
you got to drink it quick.
Okay, try it. Free.
PBR coffees ain't.
Is that a liquor?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's a Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
But it's coffee. It's alcoholic right. coffee. But the thing is, you got to drink
so
it quick.
When I went in there, all that was in there was a couch that my mom gave him.
Right.
And his air mattress. Man, only fucking thing in there, dude. I've furnished that whole motherfucker within 3 weeks, dude. Free TV stand I picked up, free TVs, free fucking leather club chairs, coffee table, end tables, record fucking audio stand. I gave him $1,000 fucking bed, so he gave me like 5 to 6 months of free rent. I'm like, cool, I can beat that, dude. Because it's just all it is I'm there temporary. Not I got right. an application. I got failed for fucking Parkside, did I tell you that?
For what?
Fucking a credit, dude. They ran a fucking credit check on a fucking low-income fucking yeah. apartment complex, dude.
Depends on, I guess it depends on which one you applied for.
Parkside on Maryville.
Well, I mean, what, yeah. like how big? If no, it was like a single room
dude,
one,
no,
I mean,
no,
I don't
just,
see them doing
I was
that.
Like, are you fucking serious? You fucking credit check. Yeah. It's just a low-income, dude.
Yeah, why are you doing
so I got one for KP, but I need to get this motherfucker to fill out a fucking piece of paper or Kelsey stating that, that me and Angie are split up. Oh, and then I got to take them to my bank and get them fucking notarized. Whoever does it signs it.
I got you.
So, and I can turn that in. And they got all kinds of fucking openings over there, dude.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
At KP?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
A lot of people don't, I guess, either get denied or a lot of people just don't want to fucking live there because they think it's going to be
well,
trash.
I think
like
people
it
are also getting wounded now.
Yeah. And I got one in Town and Country that's behind Parkside on Maryville Road.
Right.
I was trying to get there because there's that fucking park right across the street.
Right.
And then Town and Country actually has a fucking park on
yeah.
site.
I've seen it.
That'd
yeah.
be fucking sweet as hell, dude.
I don't know about Town and Country. And there's
fucking playing shit.
Yeah. What is Town and Country and that one next to it?
See, just the shitty thing about
it's,
Parkside.
It, yeah, Parkside. I heard it gets kind of sketchy because we've had some people that live out there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We stopped out there a few times. And like, yeah, I don't
there's
know about
been a
those.
Few times I've been out there.
I think I'll put one in Georgetown. I think they're fucking low income base.
Georgetown wouldn't be half bad.
The one across
think.
From Weather Vane.
Yeah,
I think they're low income.
The ones on the left are better than the ones on the right. I think, I don't know if it's two separate businesses, but like right at
the corner market. Weather Vane here, or the corner market.
Yeah.
So the park side, and then it's Town and Country, and then across the street is Georgetown.
Well, okay, so say here's the corner market, across the street's the apartments, but right there where that road splits, there's ones on the left and there's ones on the right.
I don't know if you can tell the difference. They're both different looking ones. Georgetown's a different one. Something like
my,
that.
I think the ones on the left are brown, more brown, I guess.
But yeah, I mean,
my buddy's parents lived in them.
So I'm thinking about even fucked. I'm thinking about going as far as fucking Troy, dude. Because there's some out there that are low income, dude. That the other one, there's disability apartments. It's all just one level, and it's behind the school back there. It's kind of in the woods.
That'd be nice.
I was like, that's fucking nice, dude. Nice piece of bikes, some old fucking people. Oh yeah, disabled.
You don't hear anything about it. I mean, I'd get away from this area, granted.
Hey, I'm just fucking glad I've got an ass in here.
Yeah, no shit.
I fucking hate that fucking town.
You don't remember the last fucking podcast we did? We heard that drive-by at your house.
Dude, they just won a few weeks ago, and she took pictures. Thought it was funny. Put it on Facebook. And it was literally, here's our house. Here's the house. Here's the fucking church. You can see the fucking cops right there.
Oh, so it was on the corner.
Yeah, second time within 2 weeks.
What'd they shoot up?
That fucking house on the corner. I guess.
Next to that
Wait, that big, one, big tall that, one.
Yeah?
Yeah, you got the gray one, and then you got the blue one, yeah.
Oh, shit.
I'm assuming, because that's because
on Facebook, always have kids parties outside from the picture she took,
it's behind, you can see the cops on that road, and here's the fucking church right here.
Right.
So you can see the fucking cops. So I think it's got to be that fucking corner house.
Fuck.
But, yeah, one day I was sitting on the couch, and I heard fucking six shots. Pop, 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 pop. I was like, what the fuck? So I jumped up. By the time I stood up, I seen the car fly by going towards, was it 162 or Edwardsville
Road?
Yeah.
By the time I got to my fucking front porch, they were fucking jumping the highway of fucking, Edwardsville Road.
Dude.
Right.
That's how fucking fast they were flying in that corner house, dude. By the time I got from my, stood up and seen them fly by my window and make it through the second door, they were already fucking shooting over the fucking highway.
Fuck. Damn.
I was like,
going like 90 down that bitch.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Easy, dude. And then when they fucking jumped it, dude, they had a fucking turn because their fucking car was coming.
Right.
So it was like, phew. I was like, motherfucker, dude. And yeah, she thinks it's fucking cool, I guess, dude.
She's, I mean, buddy, how long y'all, y'all been living there for a minute, though? Haven't y'all? Like,
10 years? Well, she's been there since 2004.
So yeah, she's been there. So she used to that shit.
But she grew up
in
Madison. Yeah. She grew up her whole life, yeah. But it's fucking retarded. You get your fucking kids out of there.
Something, yeah. I mean, you get all them fucking kids over there.
She never leaves her bedroom. Dude, she's about this big round.
Who?
Angie.
Is she really?
Yeah, I just seen her yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's probably lost 40, 50 pounds.
Yeah, honestly, I mean,
she's smaller than Sam.
Actually, you know what? It's the fucked up thing, because I've seen her boyfriend.
That dude's a doper and a fucking drunk. So I don't know if she's fucking around with it. But she hasn't ate. The thing was, I never see her eat. Never. Ever.
And we've only been over there.
Everyone moved up out of there. You moved up out of there. Fucking Sam moved up out of there.
No, Sam and them are still there.
Oh, I thought you moved out in the new place.
No. I think they were going to. I said, Sam, you got a fucking application sitting here. I just told you, you got a fucking application for KP right there, dude.
Yeah.
Because I guess her and Justin are going to move out next hack.
What happened to Josh?
No, she's been
busy.
Dude, she's been with Justin like six, 7 months, dude.
Yeah, you haven't been over.
Fuck,
I've been busy, bro.
Yeah. But yeah, fucking, and he's cool as shit, dude.
He's a cool dude.
Great job, fucking, he's respectful and shit. He actually gets up and helps you, dude, without you asking. Like, I was taking some shit out one day, he's like, come on, man, let me help you. I was like, what? He looked at me like, what? Like, you're the first fucking boyfriend fucking ever of Sam's ever asked me to fucking help.
Oh shit.
All the rest of them fucking sitting there fucking lazy asses and just watch me fucking cutting grass,
do stuff or hauling,
fucking taking shit out, fucking moving wood, you know. Like, you live here, but I'm not gonna fucking ask you for no fucking help.
I'm just gonna call you
a fucking piece of shit.
Hate to say it, but even though I'm part of this generation, dude, it sucks.
Scott, dude. Oh, I love working with you, yeah, because I fucking work, motherfucker. Dude, and you just kind of fucking.
He kind of just hangs around.
Yeah.
I mean, fuck, you work in that fucking truck. We were kind of just bullshitting. You were up there burning the fucking, oh, you can I do it? And he did, like, what, that big of a piece? You know? Yeah.
Living with him, I'm surprised I got candles burning 24/7.
Oh, I do. I got candles burning. But I made a fuck clean room the other day.
The smell was coming. Yeah.
I would have been in there with a bucket of bleach.
It looked like fucking landmines of Mike's hard cans all around that motherfucker. Ain't that change?
Those big fucking
When I walked in
there. What's those fucking drinks he drinks? The big tall ones?
The cool waters?
Yeah. Fucking those, dude.
You been pissing in those?
No, they're just fucking all of them. I mean, he'll leave a fucking half one because he's so fucked up, dude. He'll fit and just leave them sitting there. Yeah. He's like, I had a... When I moved in, dude, there's like all these dead flies up in the windowsills everywhere. He's like, I couldn't have a fly infestation. I see one in my dude. I walked in his room. There's like fucking 75 cans. I'm the whole fucking floor. Yeah. I'm dead serious, dude. The air mattress, he paid like $80 he was sleeping on. Yeah. It had like has a built-in air thing, so I guess it airs up itself.
Yeah.
Solid black.
Oh.
Because he'll get home from work, drink, and then just fucking lay on there and go to sleep. He don't put no sheets on his fucking bed. His blankets smell like straight grease. You know, he's that's how bad he can literally shower at work
and do all
and
that.
And that's what he just told me to do. He was like, just could just shower. That's what he wants you to do that, dude.
Yeah. He told me
his
that.
Last time he got with 10:30 and his fucking hands and arms were just black.
Yeah.
And so he goes and washes his hands and they're like still kind of, I mean, they're kind of clean, but like his tips are black. I was like, well, dude, that's cool because I mean, I know how greasy it gets in your skin.
Right.
But his arm, like, you want to go fucking wash your arms in real quick before you fucking.
Do touch anything. Black, fuck, you know? Dude.
Like, I bought hand towels because he had none.
All right.
Put it up. Woke up the next morning, it was a white one, it was fucking black. I said, motherfucker, dude, did you wash your fucking hands, dude? Or did you just fucking...
Oh, I'd be pissed off.
I was, dude. My mom was there. I was fucking bitching, dude. I took all my dishes, I put them up. I took all my fucking pans, I put them up. He was like, where's all the pans? And so I said, I put them up, motherfucker.
Because
all his shit was dirty. He started getting in the cabinet and taking out my shit.
Oh, no.
Got my bowls in his fucking room, a cup of water.
I was going to say, you got a bowl collection last time I checked, dude.
I was like, nope. I fucking washed all my shit, dried it all up, and boxed it up, dude.
He told me that, he can't drink anymore. He's throwing up when he drinks.
And he's still drinking. He's still doing it.
That's what I told him. I just
threw away the fucking rugs I got for free from somebody in the bathroom because it had this, like, neon green puke on it.
Oh.
And that was after you woke up around 1 or 2 o'clock. It was 7:38 in the morning, something like that. You know, so he's already been asleep for who knows how long.
He's not drinking during the day now
at work and shit. He's only drinking when he gets home now. He was drinking from when he wake up, he started drinking. Lunch, started drinking. After work, started drinking. That's how bad. I was like, dude, you need to get your shit checked out, dude.
He's probably throwing up like that.
Liver fucking failure, dude, and probably fucking kidney too because of the fucking pills.
Is he still drinking the fucking Mike's?
Oh yeah, dude. The big
yeah, his kidneys are fucked. That's sodium,
Monaco. He probably drinks. He probably still does the
low. He's drinking those Monacos now.
The Monacos is what he switches to. They're like it's like rum or tequila, little like cans about this size.
Yeah, actually, that size right there.
Yeah,
I like that.
Oh, it's pretty good.
Not bad. Like I said, you got to drink them quick because like, once they go warm.
Right.
But his problem is Breezy gets so fucked up so fast, dude. And he drinks that fucking Loco, dude, in seconds.
Fuck, dude, he's still pounding those out?
Yeah, and then he pounds down those Monacos, dude.
God damn,
fucking, dude. I went and had breakfast with his dad last week. I straight fucking ran him out, dude, by his truck.
I thought his dad would have fucking been like.
I showed the fucking pictures and everything, dude.
Well, his dad basically moved.
Yeah, he's living his dawn, dude. God ain't wild there.
And then.
Do you blame him?
I've been telling my son this for years, man. He needs
his dad's getting child support from him.
He's going to, yeah.
Or he will.
He got full custody of his kid. That chick gave up the fucking
Rita?
Yeah. And this is Scott's kid.
There's no fucking way.
He shook this kid out, dude. It's Scott's. Bright red hair, looks just like Scott, but is a fucking kid.
And his dad's got him?
Yep, dad kept pulling
him. And he's pushing Scott for child support?
Well, he's right now they're trying to find out how the legal way of going to get it where they get DNA tests from Scott.
You just have to go to a court.
Well, yeah, which he's got to do lawyers, all that shit.
Well, the thing is, they do it,
when that comes back positive, he's going
to
support this kid. One way or another.
Look, she can, like, either she can or he, well, technically, he's probably the one that has full custody with his dad.
No, they both do because they're married. Yeah, they both do.
See, all they have to do is literally go request paternity, and once they establish paternity from there, then going for child support.
Because they can't get it done for free because they both make too much
money. They can go file themselves, though.
So he goes, if they were on food stamps or assistance, they could. So I said, well, won't you do this? Tell Trish that you two are split up, have Trish go do it by herself. Get on food stamps. You guys ain't together no more. Use that government for a minute. Get that fucking DNA test. Once you get it, drop the food stamps.
Yeah.
Drop the fucking government system. My uncle and fucking aunt do it. Yeah. They said split just so they can get extra fucking income for, because he's disabled now, so he's pretty much retired. Hello?
Here, I'll pause it.
Well, have you guys seen them fucking the TikToks of that stupid fucking chick that's walking around, like the her boyfriend or whatever walks up and he's like, "Hey, how's your day going?" And then all of a sudden she's like, "Don't do it." And he's like, "Ugh."
Oh, yeah.
And all of a sudden she goes,
"She has a gag reflex."
Yeah, like, and it's just so fucking vicious.
Fucking
dude. Like,
Dustin's like that, dude.
Really?
The thing is, you gotta act like you're pulling the hair out of your mouth.
Oh, so you're doing what? Oh.
Yeah, no, because I'll sit there and fucking be like, "What the fuck?" And he'd be like, he'd just start looking at me. Like, "Hold on, sir." "Oh, what the heck?" And he'll go, "I don't know how to hide that thing."
Dude, that's awesome.
I made fucking Ben throw up the other day.
Really?
Here at fucking work. We're outside. And it was that nice day. And we're outside fucking just smoking and fucking bullshitting. And we were talking about them, was it them body armor drinks? You've seen the fucking, like, mold that's been growing on top of them? Yeah, so, like, if you look at it, before you drink them, the body armors?
I barely ever get them. Scott used to get them all the time. It was like an only drink.
Check them before you do, because normally got the, when you look at it, a clean one, it's got, like, this sparkly shit on top. It's normally, I think it's just made of mix. But after it sits for a while, that mix kind of coagulates, and it looks like someone spit a fucking loogie in it, and it's the color of the juice.
Good to know.
And I sat there, and I was like, "Yeah, dude, you ain't never heard it?" He goes, "Fuck no, dude." I go, "You don't drink?" He goes, "Yeah, sometimes." I go, "Man, that's going to be a bad day." And you take a swig of that, and he goes, "I know, because I drink with my teeth." Because he goes, "I'm afraid of that shit." He goes, "Something going." So he drinks like this.
Oh,
so
and it passes
through. I go, "Man, you imagine that hitting your teeth and it just stretching past your teeth.
Oh, and it just, it stays here and it can't."
He did that. He goes, "Shut the fuck up."
You try to get it out and it's like slingshotting back.
He's like, "No, what I did is, like, imagine you'd have to open your mouth and let it hit your tongue and then pull it off your tongue."
Oh.
And he's like, "Shut the fuck up." I laugh so fucking. I come out of the chair. Like, you know, with them fucking, one of those laughs, man. It was, oh my God, I don't know what it is about people throwing up, you know. But it's like, as soon as it lands on someone's hand, I'm going to want to fucking throw up, you know. Remember, there's that one fucking kid that went to school, Kelly, fucking, I can't remember his fucking name. We had him smoke a K2 once.
Oh God.
And like, we were all down, this is at Billy's mom's house, they're out of town, we had a party. So we were drinking. And he had never smoked this shit before. And somehow we ended up going down in the basement. He's freaking the fuck out. "Where the fuck's my cell phone at?" Like, dude, he went 0-60. "Where is it? What are you? I'm going to sue every one of you motherfuckers if someone doesn't give me my shit." And Billy's like, "Dude, calm the fuck down." And, like, I don't know what came around to it. He started getting sick, and they brought a bucket for him. He threw up. But Billy's like holding him up, and he's got the bucket in his hands, like controlling. He throws up all over Billy's hand.
Oh.
Billy simultaneously, he goes, "Hook," and throws up on the back of his head. Mind you, it is a circle of fucking people watching this happen.
Family Guy,
and everyone
on his ears, and he's like,
"Dude, I come on fucking done." I mean, I'm good. I'm feeling good. And then you see Billy just all over just the side of his head. And I was like, "Oh, no."
So then you're just sitting there and you're like, "Oh," all the way across the room.
Oh, it was so fucking funny.
Fucking
that's the last time I seen that 2.0. Kid. No one fucking seen him since then.
I wouldn't be hanging out with nobody.
Oh, my God. That's bad.
Oh,
that
fuck.
That
is bad. It was funnier than shit.
I don't know,
that was forever ago.
Dude, I don't know how many times we've had it. Like, even I can count at least on both hands how many bad events we had at the Blackout House of people throwing up.
Dude, and it was almost never that it was just, "Oh, I just walked by the bathroom and someone was throwing up," but it was in the toilet at least. It was always somewhere.
Well, like, one's definitely the Katie incident.
Oh, no, that's like number one worst incident at the house.
Dude,
was that chair.
Pissed too,
that
though.
Was, yeah, that was the worst one. And then with
it
that,
another one had to have been the Bradford incident. Where he, like, Logan kicked him, damn near killed him.
Yeah.
He was
probably
completely
second.
Fucking hammered.
The third one would probably be, was it Ryan Jacoby or whatever the fuck his last name was? He came, Mike brought him over.
It's fucked up like
and
that.
And Mike was completely, like, he brought him over, he's already fucked up, so then he's just taking shots there and all this. And then Mike just leaves. He walks. walks out and leaves this dude at the blackout house. Didn't tell anybody. He's like hitting on like Emily, like my youngest sister or whatever, hitting on her, and she's getting all weirded out, like, dude, like, get away and all this shit. And, like, eventually, like, I think it was me, yeah, me and Nick, Chelsea's ex-husband, had to take him like down the road. And we walked him about halfway down, and we stopped for a second, and he wouldn't just leave. He kept following us back. So eventually, like, Nick just like grabbed him, and I just fucking kicked his foot out from behind him, and he shoved him over, and then we just walked back. Like, dude. God damn.
That's basically what Mike did when he dropped him off, though.
Basically, like, too.
You know, he didn't show up to the party. He showed up to get rid of him.
Dude, no, that's exactly what it was. Because he was only there for like
10 minutes.
Maybe. No, it was like, it was about an hour or so. But honestly, like, it was like that last 20 minutes, he was very, very sparse. He was not around in them areas. And then I caught him leaving, and I'm like, I walked out. I was like, hey, man, like, where you going? He's like, all right, man, I gotta go home. He's like, Allison called me. I was like, well, what about fucking Ryan? He's like, oh, man, I don't know, we'll figure something out. I was like, no, what do you mean we'll figure something out? Like, this is like mid-party. We got a few more hours.
We're going to figure something out as if you figure it out. Yeah, I'm going the fuck home.
Well, apparently, like, once he walked home from, I don't even know where he lived from that.
They say he got jumped or some shit?
He fell at some point walking home.
And just like, bloodied himself up?
Busted his nose. His glasses were all broken and shit. Like,
dude, the amount of times that I showed up over there, like, I'd get off at 7 o'clock, and everybody showed up there at, like, 3, and I'd show up, and they'd just have to start pouring shots,
yeah,
or have beer bongs, and I'd be full within the first, like, 5 minutes of being there, and I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah, you're like, oh, fuck.
It'd be miserable, because everybody else was already buzzed up, so it didn't feel like much to start drinking. I'd be like,
Billy got me one good time. I was leaving from Walgreens when I got off work at, like, 10:30 or whatever. I got to his apartment over there by the park at 10. Or 11 o'clock. So as soon as I got off, I'm pretty sure at that point I rode my bike back home. And then I think I either walked over there or got a ride or some shit. Well, I got there like right afterwards. He's like, all right, man, you got to catch up. Like 15 shot glasses lined up. And it was all Fireball. Like, he's just pouring Fireball. And I'm like,
I think this is about the time Fireball like first started coming out.
I was like, bro, I'm not a big fan of Fireball, man. Like, it's that cinnamon, dude. Like, he's like, come on, man, you gotta catch up. So I'm getting like fucking like 10 plus shots in, and I'm like, as soon as the cinnamon even touched my tongue, I was like, ugh. So, dude, I have not touched Fireball since then, and I think Billy scorned me, basically. Like, I cannot fucking drink that shit.
We're trying to do a power hour session, me and Alex, and we just ain't ever gotten around to it.
We did one.
One or two.
Fuck, dude.
Who was it? It was me.
Like, I don't think I could do it anymore.
Richard.
You, Richard, or Robbie and someone else.
Robbie and somebody else at Richard's house. And that's when Richard threw up. Yeah, Richard threw up and then went back in there or something like that. Came back out. He was ready to go. But I guess it was around the same night that one chick threw up in the bathroom over there.
And clogged the fucking toilet? Yeah,
it was around
dumb
that time.
Bitch.
But the fucked up thing was is we went back to like the Blackout house on a different day. And it was like me and Robbie. We were doing power hour, just me and him. And we get to like 40 minutes or something like that. You know, we're getting ready to take the other shot. He's on the phone with like these like young, like around his age, you know, because he was younger or whatever. So they're around his age. He's trying to talk to him. Oh, yeah, you guys should like blah, blah, blah. Next thing you know, I was like, all right, man, we got to take another one. You know, I'm walking outside. And as I do, he's like, hold on a second. You know, he has the phone on speaker and he like puts it to the side. And he goes, oh, just projectile vomits all over the fucking like porch outside, the ground, it's all over. And I'm like, all right, what are we doing this other one? He's sitting there, he's like, they're like, oh, did somebody just throw up? And he's like, oh, no, we're all good. And he like, he kind of puts, to the side again. Oh. And then he takes the other one. He barely fucking, he finished. But most of it is because he threw up and probably made room for the rest of it.
You know, man, I don't get how that fucking makes you sick like
that. Dude, I don't know, man. I can tell you what, it gets you drunk as fuck, though. I don't care what anybody says. That little fucking shot glass of beer, or even just even if you just take a swig of beer per minute,
Was it Marky that pushed Alex into the bush over at, was it Marky's house?
Mike's house, wasn't it?
No, it was the house that.
Kyle. Was it Kyle's house?
No. It was Marky's house that they were renting. Jeff was renting with them at the time. He was like renting downstairs or whatever.
over on. It was that one over by the library.
Yeah, and it was Johnson. Markey that pushed him, right?
I think so, because I'm pretty sure he was standing out there, and then he just, like, fucking, like, teeth kicked him in the back.
Like, Zarda kicked him in those bushes, and he's like, ugh. He's like, no, I'm telling you, don't piss in the bushes. And then
that's what it is.
And then I remember him looking around and smiling, and then just, like, boot kicking him, and I was like,
Dude, that was the same night that I got there, and he was outside with fucking Scotty smoking meth.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure
he's like, hey, man, you want this? I look over at Scotty, and I was like, is that what I think it is, Scotty? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, no, I'm cool, man. And all of a sudden, Alex is like, you sure? And I was like, yeah, I'm pretty good.
This shit's
fucking
great.
Yeah, because I'm sitting there, and I was like, dude, this is right after he just got mad at Scott and kicked him out for him doing white there at the house. And I'm like, bro, like, I mean,
dude, you can talk Miller to doing fucking almost anything after a few drinks. You can talk Miller to fucking doing anything.
Oh, yeah, dude. I mean, shit, you can see half the time.
He sat there, like, the last time I seen him, we did, it was, like, New Year's Eve, and then we were at Logan's house. And, like, yeah, I quit smoking. Or he did. And I was like, I'm going to go outside and smoke. And, like, they're 3-4 drinks in. Let me have one of them. So motherfucker, you just said you quit smoking. He goes, nah.
Nah.
Nah. What the fuck you mean, nah? He goes, you know, I like smoking when I'm drinking. I'm like, here, motherfucker.
Dude, because Alex is so bad. When we went over there for the game night, the last time we did something, dude, like, it was my last pack of cigarettes I had for that time. And, like, I was pretty much quitting after that. But here I was having, like, a whole pack. And I'm like, all right, well, I'll give out one or whatever to help out somebody. And next thing I know, it's like half the fucking pack's gone. And I'm like, this is just like how it was at the fucking Blackout House. Everybody that doesn't smoke just smokes when they drink and nobody wants to go.
Dude, yeah.
I was like, no. I was like, somebody here, go get another pack.
See, right there, that right there would have been a business opportunity. That's when you go and buy two cartons.
Dude, yep.
And then you sell them fucking packs.
$2,
like,
$2
fuck
smoke.
No, dude. You got to know, well, fuck, if you buy a $20 pack of Lucky Strikes and get a carton for them for like $20, fucking like, yeah, dude, $5 a box. Here you go, come on. $5 a fucking pack, dude.
Yeah.
Missed opportunities.
Hey, I was fucking probably extremely broke when that was happening anyways.
Probably.
No, because you were fucking making money then. And at the same time, you're in the military making money.
No,
military.
When that happened, this was right when this was like this last time we just went over there.
Where?
Over to Alex's. This is what I was talking about when they're blowing all the cigarettes and shit.
Dude, I don't remember. I haven't been over there in like.
No, this
years.
Was like.
It was last year. We did a get together.
Yeah, we did a. I think it was board. Yeah, we did some board.
We did a game night. Yeah. We got all the motherfuckers together except Scott.
Yeah.
Fucking Mike comes and he goes, I still don't think I'm invited back to fucking Miller's house. I said, probably not, dude. That door's still fucking broke.
It's still broke.
Yeah, that fucking thing. You can see it's just that whole fucking piece is just gone.
I mean, to be fair, though, from Mike's point of view, he did say kick it.
No, dude. Fucking Scott told him to kick it.
Oh, well, maybe it was.
And fucking Mike's like, all right, dude. And he told him, he shouted at him a few times to kick the damn thing. He fucking booted that bitch open.
I mean, if it was me, I'd have been like, are you sure you mean actually kick it? Like, he didn't really think about it too much. He just fucking kicked it.
Fucking mic broke and how many times somebody said, hey, break him. None.
Mike struck the motherfucker. You remember that fucking window he broke out of the fucking hotel party? Were you there for that?
Wait, was that whenever the screen was fucking
broken? Yeah, I was trying to throw up out of the window and he went, pow, there you go, buddy.
Okay, so the fucked up thing was I was not there, but I heard an entire descriptive story from like that point of you trying to get this little.
I was trying to get it open so I can throw up. And
all
like,
I heard was John was trying to be careful and trying to get a hole in it. And he said you poked a finger through basically to be able to get like a hole through. Like you put all it was a little hole. And all of a sudden Mike was like, "Fuck this!" and just punched the hole.
Dude,
punched the whole thing out.
He pushed the whole thing out. Dude. Yeah. He didn't put a hole through.
Yeah. Well, that's what he said. He just went to do this and it just punched the hole. And then he was just like, "Whoa!"
I don't know how long I was at the party. I remember showing up. I remember walking in. And I seen Alex and Katie Emerson walking to the room next to me. And I was like, that's kind of gross. And
yeah.
I got in there. Jeff's literally sitting inside with a Natty Light box, 30-pack on his head with eyes cut out of it.
Yes.
I see Mike.
Classic Jeff.
Dude, I see Mike standing like this. Like, I'm like, oh, man.
Hey.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I'm a little late, I think. Oh, fuck no.
Oh, man. Yeah, that was one of the ones. I think I was at fucking Grill or some shit like that. Because I remember hearing about it, like,
week playing Weekend much, Warrior.
Like, a couple days afterwards.
I want to be a young airborne ranger. My name's Nickel. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Get the fuck out of here. Is that me? Who's that?
It's not me.
My mom.
Oh, it still only does a fucking hour. Motherfucker. That's fun. You keep going on it, or we got like 5 minutes left on this one.
I mean, yeah, you going on it.
Richie looks fucking bored.
No, I'm about to head on, dude. I'm fucking angry. I'm just fucking bitching, dude.
Right on. Because I'm up for keeping it going. I got some shit here, so.
Yeah, we didn't even discuss any of the other stuff. It's legit just been fucking
bullshit.
You want to end this one and then start the next one on topic? We can do that.
Yeah, all right, we'll do it. We'll fucking start the next one. It's only got 5 minutes, so. Be right back.